Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. How are you? How's everybody?
I'm good.
So we had the show early on Sunday, so you could get to Lolita's Ice Cream Parlor in Marietta, Georgia, for a special meditation. So why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, it was really good.
I'm sure.
You know, he does really good meditations. And I think mostly it's nice because you get to hear him. You know, you get to hear, you know, what he's doing, what he's talking about. He doesn't go into a lot of detail, just to have a guided meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have something to follow and just to imagine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just him. His wife, I think her name is Megumi,
mm-hmm.
she got us started with some breathing exercises.
Ooh.
To help open up, you know, just to open us up. So that was really good. Some of it was breathing. Some of it was moving, you know, moving slightly in her chair, just either doing circles or she just did some really, you know, it opened up just how you're breathing, like you're breathing from your root to your belly to your chest, that kind of thing. It was really, really good. So there's already motion and movement involved. And so she sort of primed everything, and he got started after that. I think that took, the breathing probably took about 15, 20 minutes. I could be
great.
Wrong. But it really settled us in. And then he had announced when we all got together that the meditation would be about issues with self-protection. So you can just release any issues with self-protection.
Wow.
And we were talking, you know, Lolita was a little disappointed with the number of people who backed out at the last moment.
Oh, because
people who were excited. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People who are excited about him being there and, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there. And,
yep.
Like, oh, and I'm tired. I'm like, I was tired too, but
But that's that free will component. That's mm-hmm. that resistance. It serves such a purpose. And the thing is, we're so fortunate to have so many opportunities and so many choices that it kind of it's disappointing. It kind of dulls the senses, and at the same token, it really reveals all this access to information and all these choices. It really reveals you can't really hide behind too much. So
right,
you know what I mean. It's very interesting. Just sidebar, and then I want to go back to that point with the explosion that happened in New York. That I was too close to. I mean, they caught the guy, thank God, but way too close to come. I'm like, I'm laughing to myself because I have people I haven't talked to in five years who live in California checking in. And then I have people that, like, needed a favor last week. And I'm like, okay, I'm just taking you. Okay. She my friend. No, you're not. She my friend.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. And with those, you know, of course she's disappointed, but at the end of the day, it's like we can't want it more than them. And it's
right.
Almost like, well, it's easy to act all enthusiastic, but then when it comes to, when it really comes to putting legs on the manifestation, and I think that's a very important theme that comes up a lot, where, you know, I'm mad at the universe. Well, the universe didn't do anything to you. You have to put legs to the manifestation. So the fact that you said to me, can we do the show an hour earlier? I really would like to attend this meditation that Lolita's hosting, that James and his wife are leading. And I'm like, of course. So you put legs to that manifestation.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate you helping me with that.
Well, of course.
You know, making it possible.
Of course, but that's being in cooperation, in collaboration with Source, as opposed to, well, it didn't pan out the way that, well, if you got off the couch, maybe something would have panned out.
Right.
you know,
right.
And people get resentful. They get mad at God, source, spirit, the universe. They didn't do nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
Life takes effort and work, and I applaud you. You could have easily, we have the show, and I have this, and I have that, and you set the intention, you put legs on it, and you made it happen.
Yeah. You know, sent it out, and she told me when he was going to be there this weekend, I thought, well, it's too early to tell what's going to happen with my schedule. And I thought, well, but I really feel like I do need to at least make time to make a session, to do a session. And I usually don't try to do anything on Saturdays just because I tend to need to be available. I want to be available for the business. But then there's a part of me.
Right.
It's like, you know what? This business was fine when I was, overseas. So,
hello.
Me taking time out to do something that I know I want to do.
A couple of hours for you.
Yeah. So, making that time and creating the space and, booking an appointment. And I had plenty to do that Saturday, so.
But you made the commitment. No, that's great.
Made the commitment.
I'm proud of you.
And then looking at the, looking at what was available for that Sunday, I usually don't want to have to change the time for our show because I like what it is. But I thought, I know this is important, so let me do it. And it worked out. And, there weren't a lot of people who I, from that meditation circle that I had met. There wasn't a ton of people there anyway. But the other person that came in, somebody I'd never met before, he was like, oh, yeah, I'm tired. I'm like, yeah, like everyone's tired. Everyone's coming in tired. Adam showed up. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Adam showed up, which is bizarre. I'm like, wow, he usually stays up late. So he doesn't get up until late.
No, he doesn't. Right.
But he was there. So it was,
see, that's
it was
honor.
Exactly what needed to happen. And
yeah.
Even James was like, the people who needed this are here. And this is just exactly what needs to happen.
It's
so,
perfect. It's perfect.
He talked
right.
about the theme was just releasing the fears having to do with self-protection.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going through, the different chakras, the etheric bodies, and he was going,
mm-hmm.
he was going through all these different, pockets and areas of the universe where you probably have a presence there, and it's, if it has to do with self-protection, then let's do something, about that so that you feel at ease and feeling was a good way. It was a good feeling because I was just in it, just feeling like there isn't always a need to put this bubble around you. He said there's a difference between boundaries and walls. Because you can have a boundary,
uh-huh.
a boundary that is, you can adjust that. You can adjust
the
distance.
Yeah.
Right? And then, but if you put a wall up, it's not moving. It's
right. It's static. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wanted to make that distinction. And then he said a lot of times we put up these walls. So, you're in a sense protected, but you also aren't letting anything in.
Right.
That would help for your growth and expansion. And then, of course, how are you going to be able to grow and expand really if
right.
you've already put a cap on something? So, I felt great. I felt great with the breathing. I mean, just getting the breathing going, which has been a big thing for me. And so just breathing and feeling things move through. So to be, then just to receive the healing and to receive whatever comes in, which is a big thing. If you're self-protecting, sometimes you're not able to receive. You're too
Absolutely.
Busy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Putting up those walls, so you're not going to receive anything. You're not in a space to receive it.
Right.
So that was really, really nice to get to that point where
okay,
I get it. And then so you're breathing into it. You're doing the things you need to do, and just feeling very relaxed and
mm-hmm.
receptive. So I was paying attention to the colors because I told him. When I do meditations, I tend to see colors, like a lava lamp. And I have certain colors that I always associate with my guides that are very comforting. And it's usually like the big purple colors.
Uh-huh.
I
uh-huh.
saw a little bit of like orange coming in, like an orangey yellow. kind of poking its head, and he's like, "Yeah, well, you know," and he was associating that with the chakras. You know, that's mystical chakra stuff. I'm like, "Yeah," but that was the first time I'd seen it come up, and it come, you know, to come up in such a way, because in contrast to like a purple, to have that
very contrasted
orange kind of, as I'm saying this, I had it's a drawing done by, we used to call her the Angel Lady. She used to live in a suburb of Atlanta, and she would draw angels. She would draw your guardian angel, you know. So I have mine. Of course, mine looks like Olivia Newton-John, but
of course,
hot
pants and all.
But she had asked me what colors, you know, what color paper would I want, and she's like, "What are your favorite colors?" I'm like, "You know, I like orange and I like purple." So she did that.
Oh, that's
crazy.
So
that's funny, because the purple I like, because it's a spiritual color. Like I said, it's something that
of
I
course.
Always associate with my guide.
Yeah.
But so then the orange is coming in. I just thought that was great, and it was very soothing to see not just those two colors, but seeing so many bubble in, so many other. I saw green, I saw blue, and these were vibrant colors throughout the whole thing. So I felt great. I felt really, really good. And,
well, that's your auric field.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah. It's pretty. Thank you.
City, where'd you get the? Oh, I got it. I don't pay retail. Where'd you get the auric field? Sample sale. Where'd you get that?
Oh, this whole thing? Yeah.
This
you
whole
know.
Thing? Oh. I've just found it at the back of my closet. How
so,
beautiful. And
it
like
was,
that it's
it was
a spectrum of colors.
Yeah. You know, the one color I probably didn't see was red, even though we did work on root chakra when we were breathing and you know, grounding. But that it was,
that will come.
It was, yeah, I mean, and that was fine, you know. Only times I tend to see red when I do meditation is if I'm doing it outside and it's sunny.
That makes perfect sense,
red,
of course.
And
right.
Then it's, yeah, and then it filters through to the different colors. But it was a rainy day that morning, that whole day actually. It was a rainy day. So, I don't know, it was very comforting, and I appreciated the energy he put into it. It's so funny because he was saying something, you know, my analytical mind, he had said something like release the fear of self-protection and all the seven realms. I'm like, well, I don't even know what that is. You know, I'm like, what are the seven realms? You know, is Middle Earth in there? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
And some people were
you
asking.
Some friends waiting for me? Right.
Right. He's like, yeah, there are plenty of other places. He was going on, and I was like, wow, okay, that's just a lot of places. But I feel like I'm covered. I mean, that's good.
You're really covered. No, it's like when doing I've done two phone sessions with him, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to even ask. I'm just going to let it roll. I'm just going to let it roll. This is some Art Bell stuff. I'm just going to let it roll because this is too much for my little simple mind. I'm just going to let it roll. So that's wonderful to experience a group meditation led by him and his wife. I love that. That's great.
It was fantastic. And so
nice.
You know, I felt like it was a good time to connect with him and and to between that and the my own, you know, healing session I had with him the day before, and then also spending some time with Adam, who was just, he was just all, you know, he's being mad scientist and
he's the coolest
the next day, he'd given me a bunch of just, you know, like, here, try this, or he's mixing up some stuff, here, try this lotion. And then he gave me something like some incense sticks. And when he saw me the next morning, I'm like, wow, you know, you're so many gifts he's giving.
I
know.
He actually sent us a little, care package. As everybody knows, he works very closely with my oldest son, and one of the best decisions you know, I've made to support my son. And in that process, Adam and I have grown very, very close, because we check in and we talk a lot. And so in this
and forget Birchbox, get an Atom box. So in this little in this little box of these homemade incense, and he made a special soap for my husband that my husband uses. And what's so great is that he made me a special oil. And what was great was that I went through all these things in the box, and then we had a conversation about each item. So what was so great was this one particular oil that he made, and these two things stood out in my mind. And we got this maybe in, I want to say maybe in July or August, let's say.
Okay.
It was a couple months ago. And he said two things about this oil that I remember. He said, this is really good for documents, for papers, and this is good for Mercury retrograde. So, so like less than a week ago, and I was in the, you know, it's been, the summer has been insane through now, but just the last couple of weeks were stretching me beyond even my limits. And I remember looking up in my office area, seeing that oil. I'm like, didn't he say something? This is good for Mercury retrograde and paperwork. Boom. And I... And I grabbed it off the shelf, and I just intuitively, I just did a cross on my forehead. I put a dab on my heart, and then on this folder with all this paper, this is last week, on this folder with all this paperwork, not on the papers itself, but on the folder because it's an oil, I would just, I blessed all my paperwork, and just knowing like, okay, this is going to help with Mercury retrograde or what have you. But it's just so nice to have something on hand, you know, and
right.
I have to say the writing out the most intense aspects of that time, you know, managed as gracefully as I could, but it's just so nice. And even with the explosion and all the chaos and all that, I grabbed a bunch of Jay's sage. I'm on bunch number two. So it's like three bundles. I'm on bundle number two, and I broke off a big piece of it. I'm like, no. And it's so wonderful because of this show to have the influences and the tools. You know, like Adam's incense and oils and Jay's sage and even speaking to you guys on the air on Sunday, it was actually great that it was early because I was in shock from just the aftermath of everything. So it was really wonderful to do the show early because I was in such an altered state anyway. So it all kind of lined up. But you know what I didn't mention on the show Sunday because I didn't want to entertain it? So on top of everything else, okay, so we have, like, the explosion Saturday night in my neighborhood, all the craziness. So I go knowing that my mother's going to be worried. My mother lives alone. She lives in New York City, but not in my area. She lives about 2 miles away. I'm calling, busy signal, busy. I'm like, who's she talking to? Keep calling. Then I'm emailing my siblings. I think something's wrong with the phone line. I don't know. That's so weird. And I said, you know what? She would have called me. So now I'm worried. And get up the next day, do the show, finish the show with you, check my email, and my sister's like, I'm going to check up on her. So I'm thinking, oh no. If she fell and she couldn't get up or something happened or whatever. But look at the timing.
Right.
Look at the timing. Her, of course, you know, elderly person with the what is that called? A cordless phone. The battery died, so she couldn't call me. I couldn't call her, and I'm thinking, no, I can't have her die now. I can't. And I'm thinking, was the last conversation we had good? Okay, it was good. Okay, no, I can't have her. No. And I thought I can't. I can't, and I keep checking my phone to see if my sister would email to say that she was okay. And yes, I got the email to say that she was fine. So that wave of relief. But I thought, look at that
wow.
timing. Of course,
wow.
Of course, the time that we need to be in touch, you know, I need to tell her I'm okay, and she needs to check on her family. So I did see her on Sunday. I said, well, I'll tell you to see your face. And I reenacted. I said, this is what I thought when I thought that you fell and you couldn't get up or something was really bad. Let me reenact this. I said, boy, I love you. I said, don't be going nowhere. Don't be going no place. I got to tell you to see your face. That was real. Very funny. Oh,
wow.
My God. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Well.
Whew.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the sort of stuff that would happen, like, with me and my aunt, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Where, you know, the phone has died or she didn't hear what I had said, so she had, you know, toddled off to someplace else.
And there's
and
a national
I'm
emergency.
Meeting her here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm
right.
here, but she's not here, so where is she? Where should she be? She's
right.
answering her phone. And it's like, oh, I'm at the gym. Like, what?
Right, I'm at the supermarket. I'm like, okay, great,
yeah,
thanks.
I'm like, what?
Okay,
yeah,
kind of...
it's that level of hysteria, you know, like, I,
oh, my God. I'm like,
what's
no, 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 I can't. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I am not. There's a few things I'm not ready for.
Mm.
I'm not ready for her to go anyplace. So, and
yeah.
what's so great was that she what's so lovely is that she cooks for my family as just a wonderful way. I think it's a win-win. It's wonderful occupational therapy for her, and it's a great help for me. And she's a phenomenal cook. So I picked up the meals for. During the week and spent some quality time with her, and they apprehended the suspect, so that's good. And back to normal. Outside of avoiding, you know, the affected area, I just had a detour. But yeah, everybody was like, oh, yeah, what you gonna do? You gonna mess with us? We don't mess around with New York. We don't mess around. We're like, no, what are you gonna do? Yeah. Yeah, and what else are you going to do? Which I love. I love the tenacity that we have as a city. So, yeah, everything's back to normal, pretty much. Except for that one block.
Yeah, there was something I saw scrolling through my feed on Facebook, and there was something about, like, a BuzzFeed, you know, top five things New Yorkers are, you know, are really afraid of. And then, like, on the bottom, it's, you know, in the thousands, the numbers of thousands, it's ISIS. You know, the first one is like, you know, being pushed in front of a subway train or something like that. And then, you know, just like,
and ISIS
like,
is way on the bottom. And what's so amazing with tech, I mean, talk about technology too, is that I don't remember what time it was. I think it was early in the morning yesterday that we got through the phone an emergency alert, which is different than an Amber alert. But I love that the police department can just go into your phone. I think that's such a great thing. So they had the dude's name and they had the dude's picture, so they knew who they were looking for because they found his fingerprints. And a bar owner in New Jersey found the guy sleeping in his doorway and called the cops.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because there was other bomb threats in New Jersey.
Oh, that's right.
And he was responsible for that, but like they had the dude's name, and I'm like, ugh. And I feel terrible for people from the Middle East and Muslims and all of that, because it's like they're like, oh, here we go again. Just give us a bad rap, thank you.
Right.
You know, let's just more stuff for Donald Trump to talk about. You know.
Right.
And that makes me sad, because the Muslim religion is really a beautiful. It's a beautiful religion, and. You know, just the onslaught of racism that, you know, we don't need anymore, but here we go. So
right.
When I saw his name, I'm like, oh, you know, couldn't his last name be, couldn't it have just been like John Smith, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I'm sure we have some calls.
We do have one hand raised. It's our
okay.
friend. I'm pretty sure it's Raven, but hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is Raven.
Good morning.
Hey, Marguerite.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing well.
So I think where we last left off, you haven't told us about the surprise party, and that happened already, correct?
Yeah.
So tell us about
it. Oh, it went so well.
I knew it.
I was so I guess, nervous.
Sure.
About keeping it a surprise, but everything worked out so well. Everybody helped in the surprise, I guess you would say. I had his family, the ones that actually will speak with him. Some of his sons don't, but I got everybody to meet at the restaurant in the morning and surprised him.
Aww.
Even some of his grandchildren were there.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was great. And then, you know, hush, hush, we're going back to the house afterwards.
Right.
We didn't know any of that. And it was just great. When we got back and back to the house, my daughter had set everything up for me. She just, bless her heart. There were two of his co-workers here, too, because I was hoping that somebody from work would show up. And there's two ladies that were here, and neighbors came. So it was so nice. The day
what
was nice.
What a good wife.
Yeah. It was awesome. And he was just
good.
Overcome.
And he must have been so happy.
He was kind of speechless, which is not him. Yeah, if anybody knows him, he could talk your ear off. And he was just overcome with, you know, like emotion. And I know some of it was because his cousin who passed away earlier this year. And I think feeling, you know, you reach this milestone, I guess.
Sure.
And he was like, you know, he couldn't explain how he felt. And
sure.
I said, you know, and we both talked about it, and I said, you know, no matter what age we are, you know, some people just take it for granted. And I said, we are blessed that we made it today.
Exactly.
And tomorrow is another day that we can be, you know, blessed with.
Another gift. Right.
So by the time that day was over, well, actually it wasn't Sunday, but his birthday was Friday. By the time Friday was over, he felt more comfortable.
Well, it's an adjustment. It's a milestone.
You know,
it's a graduation to another phase of life, and
exactly.
And it's an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a crisis or an opportunity. And I've said this before in Japanese, the character is the same: crisis and opportunity are one and the same. And I know him, you know, energetically. I don't know him, but energetically, I know that he's going to assimilate this and let go of a lot of unnecessary, unwanted burdens energetically, self-imposed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to lighten his load because he knows, okay, this is sacred time.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's going to be really a nice ascension and a nice level to your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's shifting his relationship with himself.
Exactly.
And then that's going to
reflect
to everything else. And that's what's going on. So it's going to land, you know, when he's ready for it to land. And it's every day it's more and more grounded within his consciousness and being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's terrific. Because if not, now when, right? And he knows that. He's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense. If
not,
now when.
Yeah. We are already have our cruise all planned and
there
ready
you
to go.
I rest my case.
The end of
where
October.
Where you guys going?
Bahamas.
There you go.
Nice.
I rest my case.
Well, we did this like less than a month after his cousin passed. I said we're going to do this.
Yeah.
That was him anyway. And we have it all paid for. It's all set up. We have everything to go. And now, before that, we're leaving a week after my daughter gets married. So October is going to be another busy month. But it's a good thing, a good busy.
It's
like
fabulous. So you go next month.
So, yeah. So we're all excited. Everybody in the family is like, yay, you know. So,
but yeah, it's your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You earned it. You guys really earned it. You worked hard for that. That's great. Let's, if you're into it, let's pull a message for you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, so ready when you are.
Hey.
And the number, excuse me, for this is 195. Pierce into the heart of your internal abundance. Every breath, thought, word and deed can be expanded upon. Claim the good and see it revealed. And that's just the whole vibe of how you, and it's really about about your relationship with your husband, you know, and reflect it back with your respective relationships with yourself. I'll read it again. So I think this is very fitting. Pierce into the heart of your internal abundance. Every breath, thought, word, and deed can be expanded upon. Claim the good and see it revealed. 195.
Well, the central number here is 9, which really is the bigger picture that is at the heart of the message. You know, it encompasses everything. We talk about the 9 having all the other numbers of 1 through 8 within it. And as a result, the perspective that it has covers a lot of different facets. So you get to see and experience all of it and just to take it in. But what is nice is that on the other side of that, on either side, is a 1 and a 5. So you have the beginning of it, so you can kind of see how far you've come. You know, where you started off with, the idea that you had, and then where you are now in the middle of it. And then the 5, you would think it would probably be like 159, right? But this is what's interesting, is that you get thrown from just having this idea to, wow, it happened, you know, to then how have you changed because of it? So that 5 on the other side reminds you of like, not only how far you've come, but now, you know, you're not done. You're never done, really. So the 5 is saying, well, now, so what next? What's the next adventure? But also, how much have you changed because of what you've gone through? Those experiences take you to that next level, whatever that may be. So I love that the overall vibe of that, then if you add all those numbers together, ends up being a 6. It's about loving who you are now and how you treat yourself as you go to that next level. A lot of times we don't take any kind of time to move on. One, we don't even move on. We kind of get stuck like, oh, let's just tell the story again and again and again, because it had such an impact. And an impact can be, you can spin it negatively or positively, right? But usually if it's such an impact and it was the difficult thing, but you got through it, we tend to still focus on the really difficult stuff so we don't really completely get through it. So this overall vibration, having these numbers together, is still saying, you know what, you still need to show yourself some love and compassion, not even some, a lot, so that when you move through to the next level, it's something that you take those not just stories, but you take those experiences with you, but you transform them, which again, the 9 is also a big transformational number, because it is about ending a cycle and looking forward to the next. But if you're bringing a lot of this extra baggage with you, which is really the struggle, even in a 9 personal year, to get through and then realize, wow, you know, I'm going to still take probably half of the first year of my 1 year to kind of sift through some of this and really make a good transition. It is a transition. So I would take that energy and to see, you know, where else can you be loving towards yourself? And as you look forward, and look at yourself in terms of who you are now, you know, what else can bring in more love to you? And as a result, you share that with everybody else. And then even the stories that you would tell are infused with that wisdom and that love. So it's not a heavy story to tell for you. It's not a heavy story for someone to receive. It's something that ends up being very inspirational. And it's a good system, or not even a system, but it's a good combination of energy, of the numbers, 195, to kind of play through every so often, because a lot of people love the 1. Because it's all possibilities, you know. It's everything's new. I can play stupid. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. But the 9 and the 5s are like saying, no, really, you've paid attention. You've paid attention more than probably your mental mind has given yourself credit for. but there are things in your cellular memory. And so what you decide to put together in terms of how you want to express yourself is going to be different. But if it is on a higher vibration, then you would do it for you just as soon as you would do it for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the difference in what you decide to come forth from your being is, no longer will it be, well, let me pause for a moment. Would I have done that for somebody else without a thought? And so why am I hesitating for me? Now it should be fairly uniform in terms of, that just feels right to do. And I would do it for me, definitely, and I would do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget yourself in that.
Yeah, well, I'm agreeing with everything you said because I like to change. I like to do something different as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
incorporating protecting myself and protecting I don't just do it for myself. I do it for everybody if we're driving in a car or going to a store. Instead of just the white light, I have brought in the green light of love. So there is more of this love going and bring love to me. And then as the same as coming in, please extend it out. So I have gotten so much more positive reactions from people, especially if you're in a situation where you're in a grocery store and there's a line or you're behind somebody that's taking a long time. And it's just, you feel at ease. You don't have this, an expectation of, oh, gosh, it's going to take forever or something. I just kind of let this go, and it's changed so many things. I don't look at a situation anymore where, I expect a certain outcome. I just, it's going to happen, whatever happens,
Yeah.
So that love, that opening up, and it's, I've done more for me. It says this is, I have to take care of me before I can, help somebody else. And it's helping me. I know that. So.
Oh yeah. As it should and as it would
mm-hmm.
when you're open to that, it is a different way of doing things than what we've been
mm-hmm.
taught to do. Even in
right.
our spiritual practice, what we've been taught to do,
mm-hmm.
We can take it to that next level. And that's the beauty of it, is as you continue to do it and with that awareness and knowing that this is this vibration that I want for myself and it's rooted in this idea of love, then things will fall into place. I would say... your perspective of things will change. And so that's why you're getting a different response in this sense, because your perspective of the situation has changed and you're not, because
mm-hmm.
you're not expecting something in return. So you're not waiting to see something before you decide to show love.
Right.
It's just like, it just is. And then as it is, and that's fine. It's, where I am is fine. There's a lot of allowing involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only allowing for yourself, but for the other person or persons involved. And this is the interesting dynamic, especially for people who, I would say, especially for women, because we tend to want to fix things and want to make everyone feel at ease, and we put, to our detriment sometimes, because, it hurts for us to do it, but we'll still do it. And as we're changing that, so it doesn't have to be so one-sided, in an internal cycle of giving our power away and just feeling that we have to do that in order to keep things going, as we change that, and we let other people, meet us wherever they are, then that sense of responsibility to fix the situation is lifted. And all of a sudden, it's not your burden anymore to figure out. And so much more can be done with that dynamic versus the same old, let's just get into that rut and, you know, no one's going to thank me for it. But I got to feel like I got to do it, otherwise the world is going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You're right. Your world, as you know, it will fall apart because you're not doing the same things you're always doing. And as a result, another world comes up that still floats just fine. You know, it just may look a little different, but it's still
mm-hmm.
there. It's just now you're not trying to, you know, be the actor, the producer, the writer, the director. You're not trying to do all of that
right.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure everyone has the right line. Like, you did, you read that wrong. Oh, my God, we got to start over again. And so you do, you know, like, that's what happens. You end up starting all over again,
mm-hmm.
and everyone gets tired of it. Everybody gets tired of it. So we change it.
Yep.
And it's not like by committee, okay, can we all change this? We're all going back to the table. Okay, can we have to change this? It's like, no, you just decide to change it because it's your gig.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, everybody else is doing their own thing too.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, that was a big change I did. It was like, I'm changing it to take care of me and no more taking care of anybody else, even my son.
My son, to a point, there are certain things he can do for himself.
Exactly.
And the rest, you know, he'd come and ask me if he needs something, and he does. I don't, you know, ask him, and it's a process too with him.
Of course.
So I'm fine with it. So yeah.
Well, we're proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Great. And appreciate the call. Great hearing from you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the card too. It was awesome.
Of course, anytime.
All right, we love you.
All right, baby. Be well.
Love you guys. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. We have one more hand raised.
I was like, preach. Yes. Ooh.
Well, you know, between,
I was like,
between James and
loved what you were saying.
And
love it.
And Lolita and Adam and even Matt Kahn, you know, there's some big influences there. And it's just really opened up
Girl.
A lot of what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing. So,
what you're saying.
You know, we have Tessa.
Oh, perfect.
She's here. Hey, Tessa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, darling.
How you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Well, I was calling this.
Go ahead, baby.
I haven't spoken to you guys in a minute. It's crazy you mentioned Matt Kahn because I watched the video. How to Feel Good Now.
Yeah,
normally I watch like long things when I'm like on a treadmill and stuff like that. So I watched it while I was working out, but I'm gonna watch it again because there's some bits and pieces I want to catch again. But for the most part, I was like, yes, I needed this video because I get you saying like the releasing, and you know, it's to like keep attracting more things that you have
that
to
me
release.
Was genius.
And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, that was
genius.
That was definitely genius.
And the best takeaway, I've even shared this with people that I've known for years, but they don't even know this part of my life. They don't even know that I've been doing co-hosting a show for almost 6 years. So sometimes I kind of mainline it. So to make it very, you know, oh, yes, I was listening to this, watching this YouTube video, and this wonderful teacher was talking about just celebrating just everything that you're doing as a way of self-love. Like, boy, when I rolled my eyes at that checkout person, way to go. Well, when I was just like, okay, well, there's so many damn people in my house, you know, and just so irritated that I can't be by myself. Brilliant. And, oh, that anxiety that you just felt a moment ago, A+. That's just the takeaway that is the most profound and accessible. So yeah, listen to it. I had to listen to it twice for it to really land.
Yes, I'm definitely I'm gonna listen to it again.
Yeah, and I saw on Instagram did you do those bookmarks? Because I was looking at it really quick. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know what, girl?
Thank
I want
you.
One.
I have a bunch of, I cut out a bunch of squares as I didn't get far because my mom came and ended up asking me to help her with her homework. But it was relaxing. Like, just making like little bookmarks and not really, you know, I didn't really have a path at first when I was doing them. And I was like, oh, I can just turn these into bookmarks. So that's what they're going to be. Like,
I want a set.
I'm going to work on those today.
Next time I go to Atlanta, because I know I'm going to, I really feel my son and I have to go when James is back, and I just really need to see you guys. It's been, you know, it's been a year and a half. Yeah. So, well, yeah, when I go, you're going to say, here's your set of bookmarks. They're so beautiful. I prefer reading a book as a book form, although I do read things on my iPad, but I prefer that. And I do like a good bookmark, to be honest with you. I do like a good bookmark, and I thought they were beautiful. So.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I think she made those. Those are nice. Yeah. So,
but before I called in,
it was crazy.
My son's grandmother called me, and she just told me that his father was in an accident, and that his truck is totaled out. And that he managed to pull himself out the truck.
Oh, my God.
He said it flipped and all kinds of stuff. So I was like, oh, Lord. And this is so crazy. Every morning, you know, I pray, even though it was with. He thinks that like something I'm crazy, but I pray for everybody. Like
of
I pray for
Archangel Michael, of course.
Yeah, to protect everybody in their cars. You know, I know it's crazy out on these roads, and I'm just so happy. You know, he was able to like
so he's okay
get himself out of it. Yeah, he's okay. I think she said something like he has some pain in his leg or something, but
that's okay.
For the most part, he's
all right. Thank God.
Fine. So I'm just like, thank you, God. Like,
how wonderful.
Okay.
And you know, to shake things up and to put things into perspective, you know, there's the silver lining in that, you know, just like that's so that he sees like, wow, you know, he matters to you. Of course he does. And now he really, he really knows. And sometimes we get bolted into stuff with life. It's a jolt for everybody.
Yeah,
wow.
That was,
thank God
sorry,
he's okay.
Yeah, I'm glad he was, 'cause when she called me, she was like, he was in a real bad accident. And the last time somebody called me and immediately said that, like, the person had really passed away. My friend had really passed away. So
right.
I was like, oh, don't start.
And you have that memory. It brings everything
yes,
back.
I was like, don't start it. Yeah, don't start the sentence off just like that because
it brings it
the
all
last
back.
Time someone told me that, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah I know you lost your friend.
Okay.
Right. No, it brings it all back. We hold memories in ourselves, a cellular memory, and this is why I really support the work that Matt Kahn does and what I have said so often that, you know, people say, well, why doesn't this go away? Why don't I change? It's not supposed to. You know, your experiences, your traumas are milestones. They're benchmarks. They're reminders of how far you've come and how much you've grown in compassion. You know, it's like you can only really understand somebody's grief, you know, in a profound way with the support of having experienced grief yourself. So,
and that's something I read this weekend, like sort of what you said, because I was researching, like trying to figure out my natal chart and that stuff. And that's one thing we're saying, like, you know, like certain points in your natal chart and things that happen are, you know, I guess you don't remember it because you come back in this lifetime, but it's like certain things that are in your DNA. And, you know, you're trying to the goal of your natal chart is to work past, I guess, like the blueprint that's kind of laid out for you.
Right.
Is to, you know, transcend
that.
So,
right.
Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense. So. I'm glad I handled it better than I did last time.
Of course, because all that experience and all that trauma, that's painful, and therefore you grew from that. So it's all, this is like celebrate your energetic and your cellular success is really what's coming in right now, that what you're not conscious of. And let's pull a message for you. Let's see what comes up.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
All right. Well, that looks like you. Blog Talk is trying to be ready. Here we go.
Of course. And the number for this is 281. Oh, my God, this message is perfect. By entering the realm of forgiveness, your capacity to heal yourself and others is miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
This is a beautiful alchemy of the soul and heart.
Wow.
Damn, let me read it again. That's crazy. Because this is about your you know, your son's dad, and so all this applies, and about your growth and your compassion starting with yourself and then radiates to everybody else in your life. I'll read it again. By entering the realm of forgiveness, your capacity to heal yourself and others is miraculous. This is a beautiful alchemy of the soul and heart. 281.
I love it.
Well,
damn.
Here the central number is 8, and we're talking about alchemy and manifesting. That was what that 8 is about. But look at what's on the other side of that 8, either side, is a 2 and a 1, 2 into 1. So we're taking two separate things and integrating it into one. And this is all about saying, you know, we're, as I'm thinking this, oh, we're all connected. But it is true, because you can take these experiences. And I mean, and in this case, literally, you know, you are one part of your kid, and his father is one part in it as well. So it's not like, you know, you have to be completely separated and we're done. And like, you know, like we know that he's a part of your life, because he's a part of your son's life. And, mm-hmm. and that is how it's going to be always. So to find that, you know, that compassion, and, you know, and it's not like you don't care for him, like we talked about, but knowing how to respond, and I love how you're owning your own response and seeing how it has come through, in spite of having heard bad news before in the same way, knowing how to handle that, because, you know, that brings up a lot of stuff that's sort of been on your mind anyway. Knowing you've created this beautiful child together, but you're not together. And he still needs, you know, his father. He needs his parent, his other parent. And you know, the ongoing issues of finding the right balance so that your son is taken care of no matter what. But also, as a result of that, you know, you're feeling like you're getting the support you need, whether it's direct or indirect. So it brings up all this mm-hmm. other stuff. So if that element, if he isn't there, then you know, then you still have to adjust and adapt. But with this number sequence, this is overall the energy here is still about cooperation and collaboration. It still ends up being a 2. But it also brings in these other elements and saying, you know, look at what you're manifesting in every breath. In everything that you intend and that you put out there, look at what you manifest. And it's usually an integrating of separate things into one idea or one vibration or one big picture, if you think of it that way, one expression. It's not the only expression, but that is the focus for right now. So it's still about this idea of taking the bigger are the items and saying, all right, this is the bigger picture for this. How do we work together? How do we collaborate so that it continues? And we're not talking about equal, you know, 50-50 balance. It's just talking about how do we give and take and ebb and flow from with each other so that both, not just both, this goes more than just two, but everybody involved is feeling like they're supported when they need to be supported, or they can contribute when they need to contribute. And whatever that may be, whatever those terms may be, that you can recognize the bigger picture and the the flow. And in fact, even looking at this, the two and the one, there is the one, which is direction, and two, which is receptivity. And it goes both ways. So it isn't about one person giving and giving and giving, like I talked about earlier with Marguerite, and you know the tendency that we do to give and give and give and give and give, because that's what we're supposed to be doing, or that's what we've always been taught, that's what we always know. But being able to take that as I breathe, take that breath in, take a pause and take that breath in, so you can continue going. But it's knowing that, one, you have every right to take that breath. You have to take that breath.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just put out all of that energy. You can't just keep talking and talking and talking without breathing, without replenishing yourself. And this, sometimes you get these little accidents that happen that, and for him, I would imagine, probably needed to take a breath.
Yeah.
Probably needed something that just needed a pause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way of, you have to be receptive. And sometimes if you're not receptive, then something comes along to remind you, hey, yeah, here's one way to receive it. Here's one way, so that you're not
mm-hmm.
you're not always in go motion and having to put stuff out, but you can receive. You can receive and go just as well as anything else. But you still have to make that space. So space has been made.
Yes, most definitely. Oh, that was just so like spot on about everything. Oh my gosh.
Crazy. Well, you're on
yes.
the right track. Truly.
Yeah. And
I was just thinking when it popped up in my head before I forget. You remember it was a conversation we had a while ago about
mm-hmm.
it was you were saying how me and TJ were connected like once before or something.
Mm-hmm.
So in your charts, like where your Pluto retrogrades at, it's kind of like where the time period, this is like kind of the time period that you, I guess, have a karmic debt or like a life lesson you'd learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Me and him, I Pluto retrograded both in like the same time period, like
oh, wow.
Egyptian time or something.
Wow.
So I'm curious to find out my dad's natal chart and see what his Pluto retrograde, because I'm pretty sure we were connected then, because for some reason that keeps coming up to me, Egypt. And
wow.
So I want to explore that and see, you know, just kind of, because like even with me and him, like my dad, I want to, you know, figure that aspect, that relationship out too, and like you were saying, like the give and take, and us, you know, because I feel like as a kid growing up, I always tried to give, especially to him, and
sure.
he never reciprocated. So trying to, you know, that ebb and flow, not like you said, not being 50-50, but just being, you know, being there for each other, regardless of the
mm-hmm.
amount of being there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for with him, not, you know, him making up for, you know, all these years and this, but just, you know, us, you know, continuing on, like, picking up, not, I say picking up with Trump, but, you know.
No, just moving forward. No,
moving forward.
No, I get it. Moving forward. I'll leave you with two little things before we sign off. Moving forward because you have healed enough to no longer be desperately seeking approval. So that's the piece. That's the piece of it for you.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That definitely is.
I know that's
yes.
landing. That's landing right there. Here, there it is. It's landing. That and then what's so crazy is I'm thinking when TJ turns 18, this is crazy. Why wouldn't you think about taking a little trip to Egypt with your son?
That's I'm gonna make me a vision board.
Well, he's
Egypt.
18.
Like,
he graduates high school.
Yeah, so we can do that'll
yeah.
be awesome to do.
Yeah, those two things, but those two things came in. So yeah, but that's what it is. It's like you no longer are seeking or needing or wanting the approval from this person. So it's moving forward past those things and being very mm-hmm. present. So we'll leave you with that.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Perfect timing. All right. So we're going to...
Love you, Tessa.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Sign off because I got to get to work. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And in the meantime, remember, so cute. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
To you. Thanks, everybody, for a great show, and have a wonderful day. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.